After with McKernan, Hayes, and Vaughn on the new Team 1380.
Nice. Awesome.
Doug, you want to do a mic check real quick?
Hello, London. Mayday, mayday. Hello, London. Come in, London. Mayday, mayday. That work?
Hello?
Cat's mic isn't working.
We always switch when we have guests in.
It's the ITD Morning After on Team 1380. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you here on the radio program. Danielle Ray is going to be in studio, and I believe Lindsay has just arrived.
So three
as well.
Girls, Danielle, Ray, and Lindsay.
New, two, Danielle Ray.
Oh, one. Ray is Lindsay. A guy who's trying to weasel into the competition, but he looks good.
Yeah, what's with you today? You've been leering at me all day just because you like the way my pants fit, and now you're bringing
just
up how men look
spring
like.
In the air, I guess.
Man.
Spring in the air.
Danielle went to Edwardsville High, as Doug is researching right now, and I wonder if she knows this gentleman that we've been trying to get on the program now for approximately 45 minutes. He was on American Idol last night. He wore what he called guyliner and was rejected by Randy, Paula, and Simon after his fine performance. His name is Kyle Rennick. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming on the program. A little busy this morning, eh?
Yeah, just a little bit.
What's going on? What do you got going on? You've been on with that Nick and the Badger yet? They're crazy.
I've basically been working off of 2 hours of sleep and talking to many, many people.
What were you doing all last night? Were you partying, celebrating, being on the TV?
I did. I was at work, actually, when it actually aired.
You were at work? Where do you work?
Yeah, I know. Well, at that time, I was at our health club and spa. It's a local spa, or health club gym.
Mm-hmm. What are you, a trainer? Doing massages? What's going on?
No, I'm just a front desk worker, but I'm thinking about becoming a trainer.
Yeah, well, we all have aspirations.
You got to go to class for about a good month to get that certificate.
Yeah, a good month.
Yeah, the cat's full of good wit.
How disappointed were you to not make the cut there? Did you think you were going to make it?
I was pretty disappointed, and the song that I actually did sing in front of the judges, I thought I did better than the one that they actually aired, so I was ready to go through it. I had my confidence in everything, and being unique, the unique rocker, I thought I had a chance, but it didn't work out.
Don't really look like a unique rocker to me, honestly, with the exception of the fact that you wear eyeliner.
It's guyliner.
Apologize.
Well, that was just, all the rockers wear eyeliner, though.
No,
not all of them, but... Okay.
Are you in a band, and do you play locally where someone could go to a bar and watch you perform?
No, not right now. I actually just started getting into a band with some of my friends. But
What's the name of the band so we can tell all our listeners and they can start following you guys?
They haven't got one yet. Like, we just started putting songs together. Right. They're actually have like the background music and they don't have a singer, so they're looking for someone.
That's where you
with
come
all this
play.
Publicity and maybe it'll work out.
I got a good name for a band.
What is it called?
Perpetuity.
Why is that?
I just think that'd be a rock band.
It's a little long.
It's deep.
It's a lot of syllables.
Well, if you get it, if you make it, then you could be called Perp. Hey, you going to see Perp tonight?
Kyle, does that interest you?
Perp?
Yep.
Sounds good, I guess. I don't know.
Perfect.
So do you have a plan how you can maybe parlay your instant fame into success? You think that'll help you?
I don't know. Any work that gets into success will work. I don't know.
American Idol cast-off Kyle Rennick joining us on the ITD Morning After. This is Team 1380.
Cast-off has a very negative slang to it.
Well, Kyle, I got to ask you, and I want you to be perfectly honest with us. Do you feel like you got a fair shot?
Hard-hitting.
I was given a fair shot, but I kind of wish that I would have went in without the whole scheme, because I think that they looked at the outfit more than my voice.
What was wrong with the outfit? The fact that you had airbrushed something on your T-shirt? Did that rub them the wrong way?
No, I don't know. I think that they were like, they had it set in stone that this kid's coming up. He's a riot. He's crazy, you know. Because, I mean, I had previous interviews and stuff, and I'm definitely a fun guy, entertaining to watch and stuff. So
and listen to.
I don't know if they have it set in their mind that let's keep these people or what.
Let's get to know the Kyle Rennick that we didn't get to know from the show. Let's find out about your background. Yeah. Did you ever play soccer?
Did I ever play soccer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yep.
back when I was a little kid, though. I played basketball and baseball, basically.
Did you play there at that Edwardsville High?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's a tough squad to make, from what I recall.
Do you have someone from Edwardsville there?
Mm-hmm.
Who is it?
What up, Kyle?
Oh, put her mic on there, Producer Joe.
Do you know this guy?
Yeah.
You know Kyle, Danielle?
I sure do. How are you, Kyle? Congrats.
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
Good. Do you know who this is?
Liza Minnelli.
Yes. Are you my age or are you older?
I'm your age. I graduated with you.
Wow.
All right. That's awesome.
Danielle W.
Danielle W. Okay, yeah.
didn't seem like that was a real warm reception there.
Is there some tension between the two of you, Danielle?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Right. Kyle, do you like Danielle? You can tell
you're
us.
You're on this.
Yeah. You can't believe that there are real people that you know actually doing something so bad.
I know.
I agree. Did you and Danielle, did you and Kyle perhaps see each other?
No, we didn't. We just pretty much knew each other, walking around. We had classes together, I think.
Did you ever fool around at all, any of that heavy petting that the kids are doing these days?
No, I wasn't that girl. Not me.
I remember going to one of your parties back in, like 8th grade or something?
What the hell are you doing having parties in 8th grade?
My dad was doing magic tricks. Yeah. My dad is a magician.
God. Everybody sat around the bong and your dad did magic tricks?
Kyle,
that's how it would be now.
Nice. Right. Kyle, what was the experience like for you? Did you have to wait in line for like 20 hours? Take us through the process.
We need to know.
It was, last year I tried out, so I kind of knew how to like go around not waiting so damn long. But I waited about 9 hours, but some people had waited over a day. So,
will you try it again next year?
We'll see. I mean, I definitely got, I don't know how they go about.
All right. He just hung up on us.
Oh, no.
Clip that off. You know what that was? That was the American Idol Jackson PR guy saying,
"That's
you're
enough.
Done."
We just got hung up on by a 20-year-old guy who works the front desk at a fitness club in Edwardsville.
There's nothing wrong with that. My mom used to work there.
With all due respect, of course.
That dirty, rotten so-and-so.
I thought this interview was really hitting its stride.
It was really going well.
It was being monitored by the American Idol police, and they were like, yeah, we're done.
Well, I never got to ask the question that I was kind of working me way towards.
Soccer.
Well, you kind of got in that direction by bringing that up. Danielle and Lindsay.
He just hung up on us.
Both in the studio. It's unbelievable. It's one thing to get hung up by a college football coach, but a guy that just was on American Idol for a minute and a half that went to school with Danielle. If you ladies could approach the microphone and we can talk it over with you. Danielle, you know Kyle. Kyle, to me, looked like he might. Would it be possible for the two of you to have gone out, if you know what I mean?
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, he's
I see where Tim's driving.
Yeah. He seemed like he might not necessarily, you know, prefer you.
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Edwardsville High is that big that you wouldn't know?
It's a very large school.
Is it really?
Yeah, quite a few people.
How many people were in your graduating class?
Oh, gosh. Like, I want to say maybe 500, 600.
It's pretty big. The U High, I think we had 250. What did you have there at Kirkwood, though?
I was homeschooled.
Oh, about 650.
Wow, that's a big size.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. I was homeschooled, but my parents still made me join the teams. Like, my homeschool, we had a varsity basketball team, and my parents would try to set up games against real schools. And
how?
I would be the only guy out there. They said, it's just, you got to participate in this stuff.
That's how that term one-man team came about.
Yeah.
That's right. It's
very embarrassing.
Yeah.
And my mom would be the cheerleader.
Was Kyle a popular guy over there at Edwardsville? Daniel?
Yeah. Was he it? Was always known as just the really nice guy.
Okay.
Definitely.
But you guys never had a fling?
No. I was kind of like the relationship girl. I always had a boyfriend, so.
Still with the same guy?
Pretty much, yeah. We broke up after high school and then got back together.
Is that the guy that screwed around on you?
No. No.
God bless America. I hope you're not back together with that guy. And Lindsay is in. You guys know each other, don't you? If I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
Are you an Edwardsville girl? Get close to the producer, Joe. Stop with the Herb Ritz act just for one moment. Did you go to Edwardsville as well?
No, I didn't. I'm from Southern Illinois, Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon, because a brother's money earning. I believe that's where.
What the hell are you talking about?
What's that?
That's from Paperboy.
God, you are one bizarre guy.
Lindsay,
you're like a talk show host that has Tourette's.
How do you two know each other? If you're from such far apart lands,
through Jamie Hilmer.
Yeah, who was also in the contest.
She also was in the contest, and also, much like the two of you, very, very large breasts.
Indeed.
Your breasts are giant. I gotta try and guess here because this
got
is
to,
what
because that's what the people want.
The demand. The lines light up. I feel like I gotta know. Danielle, with you, I'm gonna go 34D.
No.
What?
Uh-oh.
I disagree.
No, Tim's right.
Thanks, the cat. What's going 30-60?
No.
32D. 34DD.
No.
34.
This is going pretty
36C?
Well.
Who is that? Somebody just came in my ear. There's somebody else that participated.
Better get a towel.
Highbrow. That's what we deliver. What is it? What's going on?
32, 34C.
My God. Look bigger than that. What do you have, one of them push-up bras?
Really?
Bless America. Don't they look a little bigger there, the cat?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not going to try to objectify the women and leer at them.
Oh, yes, I forgot. Know? You're better than that.
I want to know their stories.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
She's trying to feign homosexual innuendo on a 20-year-old. Oh. now all of a sudden, you're too good for it.
All I want to know is if this guy played soccer. You can draw your own conclusion.
Lindsay, you are just giant. And I'm going to. Oh, Danielle with a brief grab. Very nice. Producer Joe, you missed a photo op there.
There goes your next question. Have you ever dabbled? That's always
don't worry. Don't worry. I'll get there. I'm going to go with you, 36DD.
That's not fair.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm the best in the
business. No, but we had to give our measurements for the runway show for.
Oh, I didn't look at that. Yeah, no, you sent those.
I think you cheated.
No. This is something I really, really, really like to do.
We wouldn't have noticed that. Gathered that at all.
It's a real pastime. Now Danielle's actually been on the program before. She was at the other place, but it was during the cat's vacation time.
That's when the show really seemed to take off.
Oh, boy, did it sing. Sad songs. So she's familiar with this song and dance. She won February's Girl Next Door contest, and it's just launched your career, has it not?
It really has. It's done so much for me, as far as meeting new people and
having
new
ask
experiences.
You for new photos.
Yeah, I mean, the whole Playboy thing wouldn't have happened if it weren't for this contest. And I mean, as cheesy and corny as it may sound, it's really changed my life this past year. So
look at that.
It's been
cat.
Great.
Want to mock this contest now?
How did Iggy go about doing that? How did he make that happen? How did he approach you about that?
I think he emailed me or called me. And,
did you know him?
No, but I knew that he was associated with you guys. So
he's good. It's like Donnie Brasco.
Did he try to take a peek at the photos? Was he trying to secure?
You know, I sent him just some of my regular portfolio photos. And then he forwarded them to Gary Cole at Playboy. And later they asked if they could see some nudes, and I just forwarded
them. So Iggy wasn't trying to get
Playboy,
him,
yeah.
This is a weird thing. I did a shoot for Iggy, and then Iggy started emailing me nude pictures of himself. And that totally creeped me out, and I thought it was inappropriate.
So when do you find out?
Those to Playgirl.
When do you find out if you make it in Playboy or not?
You know, they said 4 to 6 weeks after the photo shoot, but I never heard anything back. I have heard from some of the girls. Supposedly, they don't contact you for say like a year, year and a half later, and they'll say, "Hey, we want you to be in the magazine." So I'm not getting my hopes up too high. I was really grateful just to have the opportunity to fly up to Chicago and do that. So. No worries that I didn't get in the magazine. I'm perfectly content with that.
Just be careful, because if it works out for you, you're going to end up at the mansion and probably dating Pauly Shore. I think that's the way it works.
Or James Caan. Jimmy Caan's a regular. David Spade apparently likes to victimize those lasses as well, based on Jillian Grace's little tale here recently. Danielle, what if the fine people at Penthouse gave you a call? Would it only be Playboy, or would you maybe dabble in that beaver hunt as well?
I would only take my
that.
Clothes
sure
off.
You can't. It's the name of a magazine.
No,
it's a magazine.
That.
You can say New Orleans Times Picayune. You can say Beaver Hunt.
No, I would only take my clothes off for Playboy. I never thought that I would pose nude before, but once the opportunity,
it's the power of Iggy.
Came to, yeah.
It's the power of Iggy.
I thought it would be stupid to not at least try, so.
Now, you're definitely considered by many of the fine people that follow this contest on the InsideSTL.com message board, according to the unofficial poll they're running, the favorite in this contest, or one of the favorites.
That's not fair to the other woman, Lindsay. That's not fair.
Well, there's an online vote right now on the message board, and Danielle is winning that thing, so I'm just observing something that I see. I see the back-end vote, so I know what's really going on, but I can tell you that people consider her to be one of the favorites.
The chick who's dating the guy from Lush is way out in front. Surprise, surprise.
Do you feel like this $2,500 is within your grasp, Danielle?
I would really like to hope so. As far as this contest is concerned, you really don't know what's going to happen, and of course I want to win. So I think everybody does, and everyone's going to try their hardest to do it.
Are you guys campaigning?
Absolutely.
Danielle, you sent out a bulletin yesterday, Iggy, or an email or something like that. You're promising a party if you win this affair.
That is true. For anyone who voted or anyone who was involved with the contest, we're probably just going to throw a huge party. Don't know where yet. It's just kind of an if it happens. If by any miracle I do just so happen to win. But all alcohol and food will be supplied by me. So.
Wow. Seems like you're going to waste all that $2,500 on the party.
No.
Doesn't seem like a good business
What
maneuver.
Are you doing, Lindsay, to try to up your stock?
I haven't done a whole lot. I've been really busy working and everything else. I'm just really in it for fun. I won the $500 in the month of May.
All right.
That was awesome. So
you a big part of the story about you winning the $500 in May was you said you wanted to win it so you could get a swing set for your daughter.
Well, the story behind that was I got into the contest last minute. I was asked on a Thursday to do that.
I met you. I think it was Nectar on a Thursday night, and she did a shoot on Saturday, just like that.
Exactly. It was more fun. You get a free photo shoot with Jason. I think he's a great photographer, and then the $500 was just what am I going to do with $500? Well, my daughter's swing set had been stolen, so I figured I'd put it toward.
Somebody stole a swing set?
Yeah.
They live in a trailer park?
No, I don't.
I don't think he was being serious when he asked if you lived in a trailer.
What you don't know is that she also has some interest in this story as being part of the ABC After School specials. It's going to be a made-for-TV movie called A Swing Set for Molly. And the whole story of winning
Tearjerker.
The Girl Next Door contest and getting the $500 is going to be made into a made-for-TV
ABC hasn't
movie.
Contacted yeah. me about the rights to the Girl Next
they
Door
They went
contest.
Through me on this one.
Well,
a
regardless,
swing set for
whether
Molly.
I won or not, I was going to get her one. But, $500 just helps.
Did you
that,
get her so. The new swing set with
I did.
That money?
It's at my mom's house until we actually move into a house. I'm not going to chance...
Chain this one down.
How does someone pilfer a swing set?
That's got to be a bad neighborhood.
There's probably
it's
kids on
really.
It and everything. I'm sure it was ugly.
So the children were taking off.
Probably they were swinging. Yeah, and they pushed them off and stole it. That's terrible.
Well, Lindsay and Danielle, both of you have won these contests, so you know what it takes to win these. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, the campaign is critical. We have the happy hour at Rue 13 on Friday night. That gets underway at 5:30. 2-for-1 drinks, by the way. That's a nice little shooting match. And then Sunday, things get underway at 11:30. Doors open at 11:30. We will have the live radio broadcast featuring me and Doug, Bernie Miklas, and Martin Kilcoyne, and all the football games, cheap booze, cheap food. And you lasses will be walking a runway in Lori Soleil and in Jewel lingerie. What do you think about being out there in the lingerie, ladies? Comfortable with that? Danielle, if you got naked, I would think you'd be comfortable with that, wouldn't you?
People say that, but it's really not like that. Whenever you're wearing next to nothing on a runway, where everything is out for everyone to see, it's a little different. But I think if I would have known that we were wearing lingerie, swimwear, whatever, I definitely would have laid off the cookies around the holidays.
Yeah, everything looks good from the angle I have.
I'll tell you what, though. You're going to be made to feel very comfortable by Tim's crowd because, from my guess, the website people are high-class individuals.
A lot of them are part of that Civic Progress deal.
They are indeed. It's essentially Bellary CEOs. Country Club just coming down to Lush on Sunday.
A lot of pipe smokers.
Lindsay, are you comfortable with the whole lingerie thing on Sunday there at Lush?
Yeah, I'm perfectly comfortable.
Good for you.
Just my grandma really wants to go. She wants to watch. So I'm
Is she going to be there?
I don't. Well, my grandpa is in the hospital right now, so it was kind of like just happened. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This
to hear
story
that.
Just gets sadder and sadder. First, the swing set disappeared.
I
got to
add a chapter to
the
swing
hospital.
Set for Molly.
That'd be a nice ending.
Can't pull enough emotion out of this story. Lindsay, are you engaged? Are you not? Or are you married yet?
No, the wedding's in August.
Okay, so it is going to happen. I thought you were just about to tell me that it wasn't going to happen, and then a swing set for Molly was going to have to be extended a half hour.
No, the planning's going great.
And you don't strike me as a girl who would spend some time in the arms of another lady and dabble. Is that correct, or have you?
No, I haven't.
You haven't? No. Interested?
No, not really.
Danielle, what about you? You strike me as somebody who might be curious enough, too. That's a yes. I just picked up a tell.
No.
That's a yes.
No,
I saw a tell.
Don't
I never
yell about
have.
It. Come on, we can all get along here.
I never have, but I mean, oh God, I'm who's bad. To say that it? I never would think about it or at least consider it. But
so
that would be that would have to be something that you know maybe would involve. The love of my life.
But good for you.
I'll have to talk to him about that. He's probably listening, saying, "God damn it."
That's when you really know you have a special relationship. That's my gauge, anyway.
As of now, no, though. No, thank you.
You ought to think about it. Just to be honest with you, you ought to think about it. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming in here. Daniel, thank you for participating in the interview with Kyle. That really helped the cause right before he hung up on us.
Aww.
And Lindsay, thank you so much for coming in here and playing ball as well. I look forward to seeing you ladies tomorrow at Rue and then Sunday at Lush.
Yeah, thank you guys.
All right.
Make sure you congratulate Jackie for me.
Oh, the cat believes this contest is not on the up and up. What do you guys think? Lindsay, I haven't had a chance to talk to you about it. I've talked to Danielle because I know Danielle was a little concerned about it, as other girls have been. Are you comfortable with the whole Lush aspect of it, the created controversy that people like Jimmy the Cat Hayes are trying to create?
She doesn't even know about it.
Good for her. Good for her. Look at you.
The owner of the club, Lush, has a girlfriend who's one of the finalists, and Tim receives money from that guy via advertising, sponsorship. Some people say that that's a conflict and
you.
It could taint the results.
I did notice that there are a lot of girls that are G&Ds or actually in the yearly contest that that work at Lush.
But it's still on the up and up.
You know,
Danielle, are you comfortable after we've talked? Do you feel like it's on the up?
Oh,
be honest with me.
No, I mean, it's absolutely nothing personal by any means.
No, I know that.
But it is a little curious.
It possibly could be a disadvantage just because I know that Lush has been promoting, you know, the girls that work there. And I worked there a few times, but I have another job, so I just got caught up with that during the Christmas season because it's in retail. So, but, you know, it's a contest. Whoever's going to win is going to win. Who's ever dating the owner of the club.
My advice to you guys, if you don't win...
It's a popularity contest. So.
All the people don't win should team up and punch McKernan right in the nose.
Or the balls.
Danielle, you're better than that. If it's
you
it's
too.
Fine, though. If it's you, it's
It'll
fine.
It'll be hard to find, but
your hand
if you
down
can
there
target
as long as you
that
want,
area, go
just
ahead.
Just until I'm done.
Then that becomes the story.
We got to shut it down here. Thank you so much, ladies, for coming in. We really appreciate it. We'll put the pictures of Danielle and Lindsay up on InsideSTL.com right after the show. Producer Joe is doing his fine photography work. Brad Thompson of the Cardinals joins us in the 9 o'clock hour. This is the ITD Morning After on Team 1380.